I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think we've got a show jam-packed with information coming your way. Lots of self-empowering information, and we'll be focusing a lot about the chakra system, seven in the body and five outside. And before we get to all that, we'll kick off the program in our usual way by hearing a brief meditation from Sri Swami Satchidananda, the Hari Om Mantra Meditation.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari
And I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied, Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for longtime listeners of ET Yoga, certainly appreciate your emails, and you can always email me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. Much appreciate hearing your comments about the programs, your suggestions as to future program content, and nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes by utilizing techniques that you've heard on the program. So much appreciate your support. Also at my website, etyoga.com. And starting off tonight's program, I'd like to begin in a usual manner around beliefs, because if you listen to ET Yoga a lot, you'll know that belief is at the core of the whole program. And the general premises being that your beliefs, your emotions, your intentions, your definitions create the reality that you experience. And certainly we expand off that in a number of ways. And I'd like to borrow now a concept from Bashar, and that is that you don't have a belief you don't prefer. And I think that's a really a good one to spend some time thinking about, especially when you're pondering your own beliefs about the world at large and where those beliefs come from. And insight into that concept of you don't have a belief you don't prefer comes from basic human motivation, that we tend to gravitate towards concepts and ideas that we perceive as being more enjoyable, and move away from those things that we perceive as being more disturbing or less enjoyable. And thus, if you have a belief, a negative belief, then possibly that comes from either a fear of the unknown, which would be kind of a general category, or the belief that the possibilities that are known are less or more preferable than those you might imagine. A new case scenario. An example that might be someone who says they want to quit smoking, but in reality, they kind of fear the unknown of how their behavior might be. Would they be more nervous? Would they gain weight? Fear of unknown, if that outweighs their desire to quit, then they wouldn't. And so thus, it could be just a general fear of the unknown, or it could be that there's a certain payoff that's more powerful to keep smoking than it is to quit. And thus, related to the whole idea of you don't have a belief you don't prefer. And it also reminds me, about a year ago, I was being interviewed on a radio program, and the host was talking about some bills that were passed in Congress and making statements that this was the worst day ever, and this is like the America's down the tubes and the whole nine yards. And I was waiting in the wings to come on, and he made the comment that we're breaking for a small station break, but we're coming back and can't wait to hear what Charles from ET Yoga has to say about all that. And it was interesting, because when I came on, it was basically with the good old line that today is the best day ever, and this is the best year ever. And people that have negative belief scenarios, there's a reason for it, because you don't have a belief you don't prefer. So that was my foothold into that program and interview. And interesting information from Barbara Marciniak's book on self-empowerment, because the Pleiadians state that when you explore and expand your innate personal power, you flourish, and when you abdicate it, you create tyranny. Never really thought of it in those or in that way before. that when you explore and expand your innate personal power, you flourish, and when you abdicate it, you create tyranny. And further from the Pleiadians, they state that everyone has a bushel basket of beliefs collected from many sources, genetic inheritance, family proclivities, childhood experiences, social and cultural experiences, and numerous impressions from other lifetimes are among some of the contributors to the invisible bundle of beliefs that define your experience in 3D reality. Beliefs are the thoughts you hold, most often without question, about yourself and the world at large. And these unnoticed thought forms are birthed in your imagination and stored in your subconscious memory bank, qualifying your experiences in both the inner and outer worlds. Your beliefs set you up for success or failure. If your worldview tends to lean towards pessimism and negative integration of reality and interpretations of that reality, then a sense of hopelessness and despair will overshadow your every encounter. People suffer pain and confusion due to a belief in their own sense of powerlessness, a belief that is as ancient as the whisperings of time, and all forms of consciousness must pass through various stages of accepting responsibility for their power in every vista of creation. And your encounters in the outer world are a reflection of your inner reality. You become what you think about. Therefore, when you change your thinking, you will inevitably change your life. And the key to solving the great planetary crisis we face lies in the compassionate recognition that humanity has essentially developed a collective fear of the power to create. All of your beliefs have a powerful impact on your health, because how you feel about yourself and the world at large directly affects the functions and operating systems of your physical form. Remember, your feelings are always connected to your beliefs. How you feel is the result of what you believe. And no matter what you believe, your body will essentially follow your innermost commands. Whether you send thought patterns of doom and despair or those that embrace vibrant health, you are in charge of your physical form, and the state of your health is a direct reflection of your inner world of thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And in order to live well and therefore thrive during these times of transformational change, it is to your advantage to embrace a belief in vital health and to accept responsibility for the ability to create it. The belief that an official authority can label and cure your body's so-called malfunctions with a magic pill will set you up for a major disappointment. A super pill is not the answer for a long, healthy life. Emotional intelligence and nutritional awareness will grant you a self-reliance that will give far greater results. You must elevate your thinking concerning how the body operates. All possible solutions exist as a frequency jump away from your current thinking. If you're really looking for the magic pill to heal your body and your life, it is in your mind. And sort of in conjunction with that, of it being in your mind, comes from the information concerning that your body is a projection of your consciousness, that your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And if you could discover that you are pure consciousness and that who you really are is an infinite creative awareness that is manifesting reality and co-creating reality with other aspects of yourself, then you can start to take complete control over your body, your health, and your life. Chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. They're in your mind. More specifically, they are a function of your perception. Your atoms are always changing, and your molecules are too. But as new atoms come and as new molecules are formed, and as you flash in and out of existence, your energetic field is telling them where to go, what to do, and how to align with one another. Therefore, you're holding disease, illness, pain, and injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted in your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And I think the some of the new current findings in quantum physics certainly supports a lot of the teachings of the Pleiadians, and of course, I'm sure that there is such a thing as Pleiadian information that's not really from the Pleiadians, but the real Pleiadian sources of information, as well as much of Bashar's information. Well, I've been listening to Bashar for, I don't know, decades, and I've yet to be able to honestly say that I could pinpoint something that he's given as information that could be proven as false. And this whole idea of utilizing the mind to its maximum potential and being involved with co-creating and creating is certainly a very important thing, especially since there's really a focus towards getting people addicted to all kinds of technologies and things in the outer world. And when your focus is totally on the outer, then you're totally in beta brainwaves. And the Pleiadians actually in the book Self-Empowerment give an interesting technique that you can utilize to help utilize your imagination more, because certainly young kids, it would appear, are spending less and less time utilizing their imaginations. And certainly as adults, we need to remember that our imagination, or I Magi Nation, that we're a nation of magicians, is very important to keep in mind. And the Pleiadians state that there is a place in your mind called the answer room, and you must use your imagination to cross the bridge and find your way to the door. It may be on a busy street in an old stone office building, down a quiet country lane, or secluded like an eagle's nest overlooking a cliff. The answer room is your creation and can be anywhere you choose. Feel a strong intent to go there and then see yourself standing before the door. Take special note of the quality and color of the door, as well as the shape of the doorknob. And once they're clearly etched in your memory, open the door. The answer room is very well furnished with beautiful fabrics and comfortable settings, fascinating pieces of art, a globe, books, plants, flowers, a tea set, and add a warm welcome. And large glass doors open onto a sumptuous garden. Now enter the answer room and make yourself at home. You'll find anything you want in this room. And once you're cozy and settled in, think about what you want to know. Look around the room, allowing your gaze to rest here and then there, steadily taking in all that you see. And when you're ready, clearly state the question to which you are seeking an answer, and ask that an answer be clearly presented within the next 3 days. Then sit back, enjoy some tea, and bask in the serenity of your room of inner knowledge. You can visit this room anytime you choose to fine-tune your frequency and gain greater clarity about yourself and the world at large. And you must trust that once you set up this type of internal programming, that the answers will come either while you are in the room or sometime during the 3 days that follow. As you get better and better at using your imagination, you naturally expand your freedom to creatively play with the inner workings of your psyche, which will in turn enhance your well-being. Unlimited possibilities await your attention, and you can save yourself a lot of money and hard work by practicing the art of inner self-management and learning how to direct your attention within. Eventually, you may just think of the answer room, pose a question, and instantaneously receive an answer. You can do whatever you want as you build your reality in your mind. Kind of an interesting technique as presented by Barbara Marciniak, channeling the Pleiadians in her book, Self-Empowerment. And with respect to this whole idea of belief and thought, is certainly connected with the whole idea of our chakras. And as the Pleiadians do teach that there are seven major chakras in the body and five outside the body. And recently came across what I find is quite a good meditation and technique that actually comes from Archangel Michael, channeled by Rona, R-O-N-N-A. And it kind of goes like this, starting with the root chakra. And according to Archangel Michael, this grounds your physical self to the life force energy of the earth. You take a deep breath and tone, I live. Breathe deeply and tone, Then state, I am now accessing and integrating the power of unity and oneness and my connection with earth and all abundance. Breathe deeply, and either envision or using your imagination, see the sphere of light which represents your root chakra, and see it begin to spin faster and faster, and becoming lighter and brighter until it bursts into a radiant sun, and a shaft of light moves from the first chakra up into the second chakra. And at that point, you say, I am one with the divine creative creation source. And then in the navel chakra, this is the seat of your physical emotional self. So take a deep breath and tone, I feel. Breathe deeply and tone, ooh. And state, I am now accessing and integrating the power of passion with spirit as my director. My desire is to create joy, peace, and prosperity to enjoy and share with others. See the sphere of light, which represents your second chakra, begin to spin faster and faster, becoming lighter and brighter until it bursts into a radiant sun. And a shaft of light moves up from the second chakra to the third chakra, and say, I am whole and complete within myself. Then, when you're in the solar plexus, this is the seat of your physical mental self. Take a deep breath and tone, I will. Breathe deeply and tone, oh. And then state, I am accessing my personal power center, and I take control of my emotions. I'm the master of my desires. I set clearly defined boundaries. Breathe deeply and see the sphere of light, which represents your third chakra, begin to spin faster and faster, becoming lighter and brighter until it bursts into a radiant sun. And a shaft of light moves up from the third chakra to the fourth chakra and say, I am the power to create. Then in the heart chakra, it is the gateway to the higher chakras, which connect you to the soul self and your fifth dimensional sacred triad. Take a deep breath and tone, I love. Breathe deeply and tone, ah. State, I now activate my emotional and my solar power life force center. I receive and project only love and light energy. I open my heart to the divine flow of spirit. Breathe deeply and see the sphere of light which represents your fourth chakra begin to spin faster and faster, becoming lighter and brighter until it bursts into a radiant sun, and a shaft of light moves up from the fourth chakra to the fifth chakra, and say, I am universal life. I am universal light. Then, in the throat chakra, is connected to the astral, emotional plane, or mental causal plane. Take a deep breath and tone, I speak. Breathe deeply and tone, I. State to yourself, I am now accessing my willpower center through the power of communication and self-expression. I will speak my truth with integrity and discernment. Breathe deeply and see the sphere of light, which represents your fifth chakra, begin to spin faster and faster, becoming lighter and brighter, until it bursts into a radiant sun and a shaft of light moves up from the fifth chakra to the sixth chakra. Say, I am perfect expression. Then, in the third eye chakra, opens the door to the inner senses. Take a deep breath and tone, I see. Breathe deeply and tone, A. State to yourself, I am now accessing the power of my intuitive mind. I have clear insight and listen attentively as I tap into my inner wisdom and the wisdom of my higher self. Breathe deeply and see the sphere of light, which represents your sixth chakra, begin to spin faster and faster, becoming lighter and brighter, until it bursts into a radiant sun, and a shaft of light moves up from the sixth chakra to the seventh chakra, and say, I am a perfect instrument of clarity and wisdom. And then we move up to the crown chakra. And when the crown chakra is activated, your column of light is operational in preparation for the integration of the many levels of your oversoul, high self. Take a deep breath and tone, I am. Breathe deeply and tone, E. State to yourself, I am now accessing my spiritual power and the connection to my divine seed atom, which is my center of enlightenment, inspiration, and wisdom. Breathe deeply. See the sphere of light, which represents your seventh chakra, begin to spin faster and faster, becoming lighter and brighter until it bursts into a radiant sun and a shaft of light moves up from the seventh chakra to the soul star chakra. And the soul star chakra is about 6 to 8 inches above the crown of your head. And at that point, according to Archangel Michael, the idea would be to envision the column of light that connects you to your God seed atom, I am presence, growing wider and wider until it forms a lotus blossom crown on your head. See it clearing all the distortions and static from your divine connection with spirit, so that the frequency patterns of divine light, divine will, and divine wisdom may flow freely to you via the great rays from our Mother, Father, God, and from you out into the world. And you can then say, I am one with divine source. Breathe deeply and tone 3 times, Aum, Aum, Aum. And that is a meditation suggested and channeled through Archangel Michael from Rona. And I might suggest that if you check that out on the internet, you can also find some archives of other suggested information channeled by Rona of Archangel Michael. And I find it it's a very, very interesting reading. And I know we don't hear much about the higher chakras outside the body, but there are 5 additional centers of energy that are located outside of and well beyond your physical form. And these cosmic chakras, like the seven in the body, are also pulsating vortices of kaleidoscopic color, light, symbols, and sound that you use to perceive who you are in relationship to all of existence. And to navigate and explore the cosmic chakras, creative imagery is important. And the concepts of cities, states, and nations serve for us as imaginary identifiers to structure an earth-based reality. Maps are used to define reality, but they are not reality. You cannot spend the night in another part of the country just by pointing to a place on a map. Without maps and markings, you would be unable to differentiate between one boundary and another. And in this same fashion, creative imagery can be very useful for exploring a reality that seems to be beyond your reach. Flowers are generally appreciated and treasured on Earth for their sumptuous beauty. They excite you and they have powerful life force energy. They open your chakras and are often used as a symbol for expressing your deepest feelings and sentiments. And associating the cosmic multidimensional chakras with specific flowers will give you an image that you can use to explore the numerous non-physical aspects of your identity. And the eighth chakra is located about 8 to 12 inches, all the way up to 3 feet above the body, and is linked with the lily. And this trumpet-like portal is a transducer of energy for the other cosmic chakras, stepping down light frequencies and funneling this knowledge into the many layers of the physical and non-physical aspects of the body. Essentially, it establishes the non-physical link for an identity that is larger than the boundaries of the physical form. And the ninth chakra offers your consciousness great mobility. Its symbol is the moonflower, because its function is to connect you with all that transpires between the atmosphere of Earth and the moon, including the powerful magnetic energies that connect the two spheres. This energy center provides a vista of Earth from space and expands your perceptions in relationship to your place in the cosmic scheme of life. And through this center, you can explore the timelines of Earth where you have lived again and again, like bouncing on a trampoline up and down, participating in and then observing the intricate wonders of life. The tenth center, represented by the sunflower, is known as your solar chakra. And it connects and extends your consciousness anywhere in your solar system, from the sun to beyond the planet Pluto. The sun is considered the governor, ruler of your system because it sustains and fuels life by providing the necessary light frequencies along which life-giving energy and information is transmitted. The sunflower center is also very mobile, and utilizing the sun as the focal point, it recognizes cosmic information as a source of your evolving knowledge. And throughout time, people have aligned their consciousness with the sun to receive inspiration for new ideas and to access information. Sometimes they would even hide from the sun because they felt that the sun's rays could read their minds. And if they sought to keep secrets and have no one know what they were doing, they chose to operate in the dark, as it were. And the 11th center is your galactic chakra, and it's best represented by the red rose, which is the most popular flower for symbolizing and expressing love on Earth. Your consciousness can explore the galaxy by moving this energy center anywhere within the Milky Way, yet eventually the heart center will call you home to the birthplace of all that has come through its portal of creation. The galactic center. Connecting to the intelligence of your galaxy will open your consciousness to understanding how clusters of light truly function. And the 12th chakra connects you to realities beyond your own galaxy by stretching your identity far into the vast expanse of the universe, which is considered to be a singular field containing all that appears to exist. The universal chakra is best symbolized by the purple Echinacea flower, whose cone is a mathematical marvel of spirals that epitomize the perfection of the golden mean ratio as the obvious design of life. time appears to move backwards in the universe because of your current perceptions and beliefs about light and time. Through the development of radio astronomy, photographs of the far-reaching cosmos depict events that transpired long, long ago, giving you a peek into a mystifying past. The 12th chakra acts as an open door into this territory of the past, as well as providing an intriguing window for exploring simultaneous time. The universe is part of the multiverse, where layers of existence are linked through simultaneous time. And to complete the whole picture here, an additional center, the 13th, opening to the multiverse, embodies every other chakra. The symbol mysteries of the multiverse are best epitomized by the enigmatic mushroom, tending to appear and disappear on your world as if by magic. And, of course, the word magic to me always enters and connects with me the whole idea that magic, and by loose definition, is kind of bringing something into form that wasn't there before, at least the real magic. And certainly our beliefs, which create our outer experience and our outer reality, are a form of magic. And I find that to be really an obvious connection. And another interesting technique that comes from Archangel Michael, and this again relates to spending some time alone in your imagination, involves a process where you are intending a crystal pyramid of light to be constructed at the 5D level through intent. And this pyramid has a capstone that is multicolored and spiral-shaped. The crystal contains 12 crystal chairs inside and a crystal table in the center. Hanging from the top to the table is another crystal, and from the base of the pyramid to the table. And when you lay down on the table, you imagine it conforms to your body. You then visualize a violet flame coming from under the table and surrounds you. And while from the top crystal comes golden lightning bolts, which eventually engulf the entire inside structure. These bolts connect with the cosmic spiritual power. Your intentions for healing are placed in the center of this vortex. And the process can also be used to clear up disputes, troubled relationships, and for a reality creation. And the intentions are placed on the table, and allowance for the highest good for all is the cornerstone. And another variable of this is mentioned also at the Archangel Michael being channeled by Ronasite, where you can imagine your spirit guides and ascended teachers and your family, your soul family can be invited to join you seated at a table at the crystal chairs, quite a way to utilize your vivid imagination. And again, these are all some ideas and techniques, and I know everyone tends to gravitate to certain types of techniques, and certain ones are certainly resonate more than others. You may feel excited about trying some of these, and as on the program ET Yoga, I suggest that, you know, in a one-hour show, I give lots of information. If they're one of these techniques, you know, inspires you to do this on your own, I can also suggest that you go to the archives at BBS Radio of the ET Yoga program. And that appears usually the following day, or at least within the second day for sure. And you can also access these archives by going to my site, etyoga.com. And on the main page, there is a in large letters there that say Radio Archives. All you need to do is click on that Radio Archives button. It'll take you immediately into, and then you can find tonight's program listed under June 20th, and then there will be a brief description of the program. And you can hear it for free, and nobody's going to, you know, pester you afterwards with emails and et cetera. It's a free download. And then you can take your time remember what was said concerning a specific technique at your own pace. And with respect to like techniques that are dealing with raising your frequency, the Pleiadians were asked about sharing a system that really works, and conclusion that they came to was the combination of the pillar of light technique with spinning and the drinking of pure water and spending time in visualization. And certainly you can find the pillar of light description of that whole process at my website, etyoga.com, under the product there called Techniques, which includes the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, the Who Am I technique by Sri Ramana Maharshi, the Merkaba technique, the Pillar of Light. I think it's a very valuable little piece of information there, and I believe that one sells for $19.95 at the website etyoga.com. So if you want to just have all those in one place at one time, that's a good place to access that. I find that the basic ideas of the pillar of light are that you are visualizing light coming from source energy, coming down through your 12 chakra system. And there are several variables that I utilize when I do that one. I like to sit very comfortably in a chair, like a soft chair, not a hard chair, or couch. And I might be in a lotus position, but whatever position, but be comfortable. And I usually try to ground myself first, and I try to send a silver blue cord connected from my base chakra down to the center of the earth and ground myself there. And I repeat that three times. And then when I'm asking for the energy to come, I usually have my head slightly tilted forward. For me, when I'm doing the technique, when I feel the energy coming down through the 12 chakras, from source energy and entering into the crown chakra and down through all the seven chakras in the body and going down through the grounding chakra at the base, when I really feel the connection, usually it takes a couple minutes and I start to feel that energy. And when I start to feel that energy, my head usually tilts back into about a 32-degree angle. And the variations that I use on that particular pillar of light technique are I'll envision then a second column of light coming down from source energy and then coming down through all my chakras down into my fourth or heart chakra and then from there moving out into my light body and activating my light body. And another technique would be to envision another beam of light coming down from source energy through all the chakras. Or when it enters in your crown chakra, see it going to every cell and every atom in your body. So you're basically envisioning your whole body being a light body, as well as your actual light body that's outside the physical body. And another variation can be that you can see the energy then that's going all the way down from source energy through your 12 chakra system all the way down through your system and grounding it in the center of the earth. You can then move your consciousness to the center of the earth and move with the energy up from the Mother Earth and moving up into your base chakra and then up and out through your chakra system, and then I usually at that point when it's outside the seventh chakra, I usually visualize it going to the center of the galaxy. So there's lots of little variables on the pillar of light technique that you may want to explore and see which ones work best for you. I'm not going to go into detail talking about the Pleiadian spinning techniques, but I find that to be very valuable because you're getting your chakra spinning. And you start off by getting comfortable doing the spinning according to the proper instruction, and then you try to work your way to doing 33 spins at once in one time, which only takes a couple minutes. And then if you can do that three times a day or work up to 99 spins a day, then I think you would see maximum results from that particular technique. And certainly they include in their suggestion pure water. And again, with the whole idea about water, I like to play Bach or Beethoven music around my water, or put crop circle pictures, or even as Masaru Emoto has proven, you can even put words like love or joy or ecstasy and just put those around the water, and the water picks up the frequencies. That it's quite a fascinating phenomenon. If you haven't heard about Masaru Emoto and the power of water, I suggest you check it out, because clearly our thoughts and emotions actually change the molecular structure of water. And it's not visible to the naked eye, but it's visible under a microscope. And you can go on the internet and you can see pictures, beautiful crystal-like shapes that are formed with positive emotional energy, and these ugly little grotesque shapes that are formed when we put in negative energy. And when you take that same concept out a notch, what you realize is, because we're mostly made of water, that whenever we're emitting emotion, that we are affecting the waters of our own body in a similar fashion. And thus, how our emotional state is so highly important. And in fact, Bashar would say that state of being is more important than outer circumstances. Clearly, each of us is affecting everyone else on the planet every time we are emitting emotion. And thus, just by being who you are, just by being your frequency, you're making a powerful impact on the world. And as Bashar would say, that when you follow your passion, that's when other people become aware of the difference that you're already making. So I think that's kind of an encouraging thought, to know that you don't necessarily have to be in the limelight, but by being an individual and working on your own personal empowerment and reality creation, that you're making a huge impact in the world. And as we have heard that from some scientific research, that one person can affect millions of other people. In fact, on a scale of 0 to 1,000, as I recall, someone vibrating at about a 500, where maybe the average population is 300 or 400, a 500 person would affect as many as 70,000 people. One being functioning at 700 would impact as many as 70 million people. And of course, this all connects to kind of like the whole idea of the Maharishi effect, where the practice of meditation has been shown to be such a powerful tool with respect to affecting the world at large. So there's been experiments with thousands of meditators, and the effects that that these people have on the crime rate and on other areas actually that are measured is actually quite phenomenal. And certainly on ET yoga, the most common belief about the word yoga connects with the postures or the asanas. However, the word yoga actually means union. It means union of you and your higher self. And it is the process of creating union with you and your higher self that we're most talking about on the ET Yoga program. And from personal experience, it's the awareness of the possibility of enlightenment or self-realization, that once a person becomes aware of this possibility and also realizes that these levels are attainable, is what is known as the planting of the seed. And once the seed's planted, the plant grows, and it grows at the rate that it grows. So even though we all may have certain differences in our spirituality and our paths, there are certain common experiences as well, that being one of them. And ET Yoga offers some insights and techniques, a lot about self-empowering techniques and perspectives that are related to that concept. And what I found was that this New Age extraterrestrial information, and not just any extraterrestrial information, but I'm mostly confined to Andromedan, Sirian, Pleiadian, Esesani, Arcturian. I'm very connected with those particular extraterrestrial groups. And what I found was that it enhanced my yogic teachings and my yogic backgrounds with Sri Ramana Maharshi and Paramahansa Yogananda and Sri Swami Satchidananda. And I found that, especially in the areas of self-empowerment and the processes that are going on a day-to-day basis, that the extraterrestrial information was just so supporting of the yogic beliefs. They're not, in any way incompatible. They just enhance all those teachings. And specifically, the concepts about how important belief is. And I wish I knew, I guess, earlier in life about how some of that worked. I've kind of looked back on certain situations that I might have handled differently if I had known all about those things. Better late than never, I guess. And I'm also finding it fascinating, the connection between fourth dimensional consciousness and 3D consciousness, and it all centers around people that become aware that they're creating the life they experience. And also that it frees you up from lots of old baggage, because if you're the one creating it, there's nobody to blame. And certainly signposts of victimhood consciousness are when we blame, we criticize, we complain, or we justify our circumstances, are all signposts of victimhood consciousness. And when you're taking 100% responsibility for your outer creation, just frees you up from all that old baggage. So I find it's a dual-edged bonus, because not only does it free you up from the old baggage, but it's your point of power. Because if you're the one that's creating it, then you have the power to fix it. And if you're interested in finding out more about techniques with respect to changing personal beliefs, you can go and search the archives of the previous ET Yoga program, which was done on June 6th. We go into three different ways to reprogram old beliefs. And I found that everyone certainly has different preferences towards how they go about doing this. But if you're experiencing, especially, as I say, that the extraterrestrial teachings are enhancing my knowledge about how things work on a daily basis. For example, if you're finding certain situations are repeating in your life and you're kind of wondering why, well, it's because your beliefs haven't changed. There's something you need to learn. And when you start to realize that you're creating those outer circumstances and that you need to be a frequency match for anything that you experience in 3D. So you have to be a frequency match for whatever is occurring. What I call synonymous terms would be that thought creates, or belief creates, or that you have to be a frequency match for what you experience, because when you have a belief, it is a frequency, and that frequency matches with the morphogenetic field. Those are what connect. You get drawn into this certain holographic inserts, because we live in a holographic world, and by physics, we attract to ourselves those scenarios that we attract. That's what the law of attraction is all about. And, of course, it goes hand in hand with the concept that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. We provide definitions and emotional spin on the outer circumstance, and that creates our total experience of that situation. So what I find is if you're finding things are repeating, certain patterns are repeating in your life, you need to go do your homework and do your inner work to figure out what beliefs you bought into, and maybe you bought into them during childhood, and certainly early in childhood we're spending a lot of time downloading beliefs from our initial caregivers. So maybe a lot of that was really great, but maybe some of it's not useful anymore, or you bought into some belief, you know, along the way, and you weren't even aware of it at the time. But if you see the pattern repeating, that's why it's there. It's not there to punish you. It's there to show you what you believe. And if you're having some issues come up that you'd like to make changes to, then you need to go in and just reprogram those beliefs, change the beliefs, because it's just like the placebo effect. It works if you believe it. And the placebo just doesn't work in the area of medicine, but it works in all areas of our life. So I'd really like to give my thanks, appreciation for the ET Yoga audience, just for being you, and the frequency and vibrations that you put out on a daily basis that affects the entire world. And I hope you picked up a concept or two or a technique or two in tonight's program that'll serve you along the way on your journey, and my best wishes towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And as usual, we will close tonight's program with the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably, or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now, and faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension. A new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.